morning, everyone. Welcome to Nutro Pet Foods Thursday in the Doghouse. I'm your host, Rini Primeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer. I'm here every week from 10 to 10:30 talking about any and all topics relating to our pet dogs. This week's program is all about why dogs do the things they do. Have you ever wondered why your dog insists on jumping up on you and your visitors, even when you've told him no 100 times? Why does your dog steal your socks and your dirty underwear and then run around the house with them like a crazed lunatic? Does your dog bark in your face when you're on the phone or when he wants your attention? Rest assured that all of these behaviors are very common. During the next half hour, I'll address some of the most common issues people complain to me about. I'll also teach you how to extinguish many of them on your own, but sometimes you just have to get help from a good trainer who understands the laws of learning. One basic law for you to remember is this: when you reward a behavior, that behavior will tend to increase. Unwanted behaviors become habitual faster than the speed of light. We humans can and do inadvertently reinforce them every day, even several times a day. We don't even know we're doing this. We just react automatically to our dogs without ever giving our actions too much thought. Dogs can choose undesirable behaviors because something in the environment winds up reinforcing them. Our dogs, however, are so smart and so clever, and they all learn very quickly what behaviors will work for them and what behaviors won't. If you stop to think about it, dogs can't waste their time spinning their wheels for nothing. They're animals, and so are primarily concerned with survival. When you're an animal, your instincts tell you that you'd better get pretty good at making the right decisions quickly, because if you don't, it could cost you your life. Humans, on the other hand, can go through their lives making the same mistakes over and over again. But under normal circumstances, it doesn't cause their demise. So remember these two rules as we go through the rest of this program. And the next time you realize your dog has developed a bad habit: dogs do only behaviors that work for them. And when a behavior is rewarded, that behavior will tend to increase. But let's take a break for just a moment, and when we come back, we'll discuss some of the most annoying canine habits that almost all of us who live with dogs have to deal with at one time or another.
Nutrition is a very important part of a dog's overall health. Feeding your dog a high-quality diet can prevent many visits to the veterinarian for problems like digestive issues, dry skin, itching, flaking, and dandruff. That's the advantage you'll have when you feed your dog Nutro Pet Food. Nutro is a super premium pet food made from high-quality meat proteins such as chicken meal and lamb meal for easy digestibility. Nutro also has very high levels of essential omega-3 and 6 fatty acids, giving your dog a healthier, shinier skin and coat, also meaning less shedding. Nutro has foods for every life stage, from puppy through senior, and even for dogs that may be overweight. It's available at your local pet food store, and it's 100% guaranteed or your money back. Nutro pet foods are naturally preserved with added vitamins and minerals for a healthy immune system. If you want less waste to clean up in your yard, and you want your dog to shed less and have better vitality, buy a bag of Nutro dog food today.
Welcome back to Nutro Pet Foods Thursday in the Doghouse. I'm your host, Rini Primeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer. We're going to talk about some common and annoying behaviors that dogs do and how to extinguish them. You can be sure that these behaviors are not specific just to your dog. We've all had to deal with some or all of them at one time or another if we've ever lived with this species. Our first behavior to tackle today is jumping up on people. Dogs jump up to greet people. They jump up on us to get us to play with them. Some dogs jump up on us to control us. Jumping is an attention-seeking behavior. What most dog owners don't realize is that when you give your dog any attention when she's performing an attention-seeking behavior, you're rewarding her for doing what you really don't want her to do. If she's jumping up to greet you and you pet her, you're physically telling her, "I love that you jumped up on me." So she'll jump up any time you come in the house. She'll jump up on you when you get her out of her crate in the morning. She'll jump up on you when you get her leash to take her for a walk. She'll most likely jump up on you when she wants you to play with her. Your response might be to push her down, or you could yell at her to get off. Some of you might even put your knee in her chest to stop the jumping. Uh-oh. Guess what you just did? If you're resorting to these so-called solutions, you're just giving your dog attention for a behavior you don't want her to do. Most dogs, especially Labs, Golden Retrievers, and Boxers, really don't care if they get positive attention or negative attention. All they know is that they want your attention. So what's a human to do in this case? The answer is really simple. Ignore your dog. That's right. Completely ignore her. Don't say a word. Instead, use your body language by turning your back and pretending she's not even in the room. Don't even look at her. Give her absolutely no attention whatsoever. You'll be surprised to see how quickly your dog jumping stops. But suppose your dog continues pushing the limits with her jumping. A good choice would be to walk away from her or go into another room and close the door behind you. Stay in that room for about 15 to 20 seconds. When you come back out, ask your dog to sit and then say, "That's better." You've just given your dog a timeout, so please don't praise her right after you come out of that room where you've isolated yourself from her. By telling her to sit, you're teaching her to ask permission to get you to interact with her again. It's really important not to show any emotion here. Be as neutral as possible. Don't holler or scowl or say anything to her other than asking her to sit until she calms down and stops jumping all over you. If she jumps up again, repeat this process. Turn your back, and if that doesn't work, leave the room and don't come back out for about 30 seconds this time. You want her to associate being completely ignored or left alone with her jumping up on you. Be aware that the jumping could get worse before it gets better. I'm sure dogs think, "Geez, I've been jumping up on humans for such a long time, and every time I did, they paid some attention to me." When you and your family consistently ignore your dog for jumping on you, the behavior will gradually extinguish. Now, the challenge is to get everyone else in your family to follow this new rule. You'll also need to educate any visitors that come into your home to greet your dog only when she's got four on the floor. If your dog is greeting someone at your door, please put her leash on and bring her back away from the door to allow your visitor to enter your home without getting mugged in the process. Give your dog instructions to sit. When she sits, your visitor can then approach and give her a treat or pet her under her chin and down her chest. Tell people not to greet her excitedly. Also tell them not to pet her over the head because that could cause her to jump up. When I train dogs, I tell people that dogs should not be the main greeter at the door. That's your job. So teach your dogs to greet people politely by asking them to sit first. Make this a rule and practice it with your own family members when they come home from school or work every day. Just as a side note, if you take your dog to an obedience class, this is one of the first behaviors most trainers will teach. We teach all student dogs to greet people politely by sitting, and then they're rewarded with a food treat. We give each dog a treat every time for offering polite greetings. But once they consistently sit and don't jump up when they're approached, we begin to intersperse other methods of rewards, like praise and petting, or by offering the dog a game of fetch or a toss of a prize toy. In my obedience classes, I have lots of people greeting the dogs, but if a dog doesn't sit politely, people are instructed to turn their backs and walk away. This teaches the dog that everyone is going to ignore them if they don't have all 4 feet on the floor. The key here is to teach your dog an incompatible behavior to jumping. Teach him to sit or lie down. After all, she can't jump on anyone if she's sitting or lying flat on the floor, right? So remember what I said in the beginning of this show today? Dogs do only those behaviors that work for them. And when you reward a behavior, that behavior will tend to increase. Now, by rewarding her for sitting, she'll learn that sitting politely gets her all the positive attention she wants. Let's take a short commercial break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about why dogs love to steal things and why stealing becomes such a difficult habit to break. We'll be back in just a moment. Is your dog always in the doghouse? Does he greet people by jumping all over them? Does she chew your shoes and steal your undies? Guess what? Your dog needs training. Hi, I'm Renee Premeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer, and I train dogs using only positive-based methods. My services include private training right in your own home. I also offer group puppy kindergarten classes starting at 8 weeks of age and group classes for adolescent and adult dogs beginning at 5 months of age. All group classes are held at Dog Days Camp for Canines, 23 West Main Street, Marlton, New Jersey. For more information, please contact me at 609-280-9338 or on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Again, that's 609-280-9338 or on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Welcome back to Neutro Pet Foods Thursday in the Doghouse. Our topic today concerns dogs who choose to do the most annoying and irritating behaviors, like jumping on people and stealing our shoes and undies. No one can tell me that some of your dogs aren't doing these behaviors, and I'll bet they're stealing food off your kitchen countertops. Misery loves company, so let me help you feel better today by saying to you that lots of dogs do these behaviors every single day. So, does your dog run off with your shoes? Does he get into the kitchen trash or steal your tissues and toilet paper from your bathroom? If you've got a couple of sloppy kids living in your house, does your dog steal their stinky socks and underwear every chance they get? I'll bet they do. Want to know why? Because it's fun. It's fun that everyone chases them all over the house to try and get those stolen items back. I hate to break it to you guys, but your dog is laughing his silly little head off at you. He's having the time of his life playing a catch-me-if-you-can game. And so what are you doing? You're right there playing his little game with him time and time again. This is really, really working for him. He's been very successful in getting your attention when he steals your things. What a clever dog you have. You hate when he steals things, but by playing his keep-away game, you may as well toss him a side of beef, because he's been getting a huge reward for doing this. Do you want to know how to stop this behavior? Is it going to require months of behavior training to accomplish this? No. Just stop running after him and playing an exciting chase game when he steals your things. If he takes something that doesn't belong to him, and you know it's not harmful to him, or very expensive or valuable, completely ignore the dog. Pretend he's not even in the house. Look away or turn away from him and don't talk to him so he gets the picture that you're not going to pay any attention to him. I'll bet you that within a couple of seconds he'll get bored with the game because he's the only one playing it. He'll drop his loot on the floor and quickly go look for something else to do. Maybe he'll find an appropriate chew toy in his toy box. When he's not watching you, get the item off the floor and remove it. If he habitually steals the same things over and over again, do yourself and your dog a big favor. Start managing his environment better so he doesn't gain access to these things that make him steal them. Tell your kids to put their shoes in their closet and their dirty clothes in the hamper. If they value their possessions, tell them it's their responsibility to keep them locked away from the dog. Keep all your bedroom doors closed so he can't get in there to steal things. Let your children know that everyone has to ignore him for stealing. Trust me when I tell you that's the best way to teach your resident thief that scoffing off with your things isn't going to work anymore. Just another reminder of what I told you earlier this morning. Dogs only do behaviors that work for them, and when you reward a behavior like stealing, that behavior will tend to increase. Dogs who steal things are bored out of their little minds. If your lab or golden retriever steals to get your attention just about every day, he's really telling you he's got way too much energy to burn. Retrievers are the original energizer bunny. It's a challenge to get them to tire out. If dogs are kept in a crate for 8 hours a day and nobody's walking them or playing with them, they're going to get into a lot of trouble. They'll wind up chewing up your sofa cushions and doing other destructive behaviors. They'll run through your house and jump all over everybody. When they go out in the yard, they'll dig huge, deep holes all over the place, and they'll ruin your lawn and your garden. Or worse, they may try to escape your yard. Dogs that aren't given the proper amount of exercise can also become bitey and barky simply because they're trying to burn off steam. Playing fetch with your dog for hours on end is not the way to exercise them. Too much fetching can create stress in dogs. Playing fetch for 10 minutes or so would be fine, but vary the activities you're doing. Dogs need to be walked, jogged, or run every single day. Walk your dog twice a day for at least 30 minutes per walk. If you can't walk him, hire a dog walker to come and walk him or pay a responsible teenager in your neighborhood to get him out and about. If you think exercise means just getting him out in your backyard so he can run and play all by himself for hours, think again. That's just a free-for-all. Maybe that's why he's digging all those holes out there and your garden looks like a war zone. Another solution to providing sufficient exercise might be to find a good doggy daycare to take him to so he can play with other dogs one or two times a week, but while he's being supervised. Nothing makes a dog happier than playing with his own species. Hopefully, your dog is well socialized with other dogs, so he'll get along with them. There are other structured activities you can involve your energetic dog in, like agility training, fly ball, freestyle, which is doggy dancing, obedience training classes, or competition obedience if he's already been through a lot of training. If you have a hunting dog, your dog needs to be out hunting. Or you can involve him in the sport of scent tracking. Dock diving is a great summertime sport for labs. All trainers know that a tired dog is a good dog. Think about how you would feel if someone locked you in a closet for 8 hours every day. You might then understand how necessary it is for all animals to have sufficient mental and physical stimulation every day. When we come back from our break, we'll talk about the various reasons our dogs dig. We'll be back in just a moment. Is your dog always in the doghouse? Does he greet people by jumping all over them? Does she chew your shoes and steal your undies? Guess what? Your dog needs training. Hi, I'm Rini Premeza, the Jersey dog trainer, and I train dogs using only positive-based methods. My services include private training right in your own home. I also offer group puppy kindergarten classes starting at 8 weeks of age and group classes for adolescent and adult dogs beginning at 5 months of age. All group classes are held at Dog Days Camp for Canines, 23 West Main Street, Marlton, New Jersey. For more information, please contact me at 609-280-9338. Or on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Again, that's 609-280-9338. Or on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Welcome back to Nutro Pet Foods Thursday in the Doghouse. I'm Rini Premeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer. We're talking about why dogs do a lot of inappropriate behaviors, like jumping up on you and your visitors, stealing shoes and socks, and other valuable possessions you or your family members might have. Lots of common dog behaviors that people complain about are behaviors that your dog was actually bred to do, like digging. Does your dog dig huge craters out in your backyard? Does your garden look like Baghdad in New Jersey? Let's figure out why she's digging so much and how we can prevent that. First of all, what's your dog's breed? Do you have a Jack Russell Terrier, a Beagle, or a Dachshund? Some dogs are bred specifically to go to ground, to dig up and hunt rodents and moles. Their digging is in response to instinctive behaviors they were bred to do. You'll never punish this behavior out of these dogs. Besides, punishment doesn't work for anything. There are many other reasons dogs dig. Here are some of them. They dig to make a hole to sleep in, or to cool off, or to stay warm. If they're bored from lack of exercise, they'll dig to entertain themselves. Dogs love to bury their treasures by digging a hole to bury and then hide them later for to find later on. Some dogs dig because they want to escape from being left alone or confined too long. One solution to your digging problem is to provide ample daily exercise in order to keep your pooch tired and happy and to prevent boredom. Another solution to consider would be providing your dog with a sandbox or creating a digging pit in your backyard. You can bury all sorts of inexpensive doggy goodies in the sandbox or pit so your dog will learn that digging in that appropriate area is where he can discover a variety of wonderful things to dig up. Go to a dollar store and purchase some inexpensive squeaky toys and plush toys to bury in the sandbox. You can bury some biscuits in there, too. He'll just shake the sand off of them before he eats them, so don't worry about that. Encourage your dog to dig in his own special sandbox, and he just might forget about digging up your flowers or your lawn. If your dog is digging under your fence to escape, you may want to line the bottom of your fence line with a thick row of very large rocks, but you're going to need a lot of them. Ask your local landscape and garden center if they sell those rocks, since they're generally used for lawn and garden decoration. If your escape artist finds other ways to get out, like jumping your fence, keeping him safe somewhere within the confines of your house would be a much better solution, or putting him into a doggy daycare might alleviate the escape problem. Another way to satisfy your digger is to give him a variety of ways to hunt for his food by putting his meals in a food release toy. Fill a Kong toy with his kibble and let him eat his meals out of it. Kongs and other food release toys are available at all major pet supply stores. There's another toy called a Buster Cube, which has different sized holes in it that he can try to get his kibble out of. Other toys to get are Molecule Balls, Busy Buddies, Twist and Treat, Tug-a-Jug, and others. These toys offer a great solution to letting your dog hunt without actually killing prey or having to dig them up in your yard. To get more information about these toys, do a Google search and type in interactive dog toys or food release dog toys in your web browser. You'll get a ton of pages to look at. One other method of letting your dog hunt for his food is to take his food ration outside and toss it all over your lawn. Then tell your dog, go find it. By the time he locates all his kibble out there, he'll be just too tired to want to get into any trouble doing inappropriate things. The first couple of times you do this for him, make it a little easier by tossing his kibble, but not too far out. As he gets used to finding his food, you can start making it harder for him by telescoping the kibble out further and further. If he's hungry, he'll be busy hunting for at least a half hour. Nobody says dogs have to eat their food out of a bowl. Another major complaint that I hear all the time is my dog won't listen. Or people will say, my dog only comes to me when she wants to. Dogs that don't see their owners as important enough to pay attention to need training, as do their owners. There are many reasons that dogs ignore their owners or refuse to come when called. Many dogs ignore their names because these names are just meaning something very negative to them. Or they hear their human's voice and it sounds angry, so they avoid it like the plague. Or they associate their owner's request to come with all my fun ends when I hear my name. If your dog ignores you, you could also be competing with the environment. If you have a scent hound or a terrier or any other dog that's been bred to be independent, you are competing with the environment. You need to become way more interesting and exciting than any squirrel or rabbit or leaf blowing in the wind. You also need to provide a motivator that will help your dog learn that you hold the keys to all the good things in his life. And you need to reward your dog for paying attention to you, whether you're asking for his attention or he voluntarily offers it. So instead of hollering at your dog for inattentiveness, make sure you reward him like crazy anytime he looks up at you or comes to you. Reward that behavior and you'll get more of it. Here's something you can do to get your dog to recognize his name and to pay closer attention to you. Go into a quiet room and have him sit in front of you. Point your index finger to your eyes and say his name at the same time. When he looks directly into his eyes, reward him right away with a delicious treat. Play this game two or three times a day for about 3 to 5 minutes each time. I'll bet your dog will get whiplash when you call his name once you train him to look up at you when he hears that special word. Be very careful never to use his name in an angry voice where he'll start ignoring you again. Are you having a similar problem when you call your dog to come to you? Well, start rewarding him with a treat anytime he comes over to you. Play a doggy in the middle game by having your spouse or your child stand at one end of the house and you stand at the other end of the house while each call him back and forth. Once he learns that this name means coming to each of you for a delicious reward, he'll want to race over to you as fast as his little legs will carry him. Make your voice very happy and playful when you initiate these games, and follow through with the reward whenever you call your dog from in the yard or from playing with the children. Always let your dog know that coming to you won't ever end his fun. Coming to you means he gets rewarded and gets lots of positive attention from you. Don't call him in and then immediately put him in his crate. Don't call him into you and then immediately holler at him for something he may have done wrong. He'll certainly go back to ignoring your recall if you do. A word about traits. When you're training your dog to pay close attention to you, or you're working on convincing him to come to you every time you call him, use high-value food rewards, not commercial dog treats. Treats are the motivator for learning. Stay away from biscuits because they're not rewarding enough for this kind of training. My suggestion would be to use bits of low-fat string cheese, tiny pieces of liverwurst or liver biscotti. You can nuke up some turkey hot dog and give him very tiny pieces of that during your training exercises. If you wind up doing a lot of training, especially if you go to obedience classes, you'll want to figure in these food treats as part of your dog's daily food ration. Only use healthy treats and stay away from the doggy junk food that has a lot of artificial preservatives in them. Another benefit of doing training with your dog is he'll get tired and want to take a nap after you work with him for a little while. Mental stimulation works the same part of the brain as physical stimulation. Once you start training with your dog, you might just decide that you really love this work. It's very rewarding when you see the results of all of your hard efforts. That's what happened to me 8 years ago. If you'd like to learn more about dog training and behavior, or if you'd like to complement a career you may already have working with dogs, there's a unique non-credit program available at Kutztown University. It offers a comprehensive curriculum designed to teach you the necessary skills to become a professional canine trainer. A new cohort is forming now for 2010. Why not start the new decade with a goal to learn more about the fascinating field of dog training? For more information, call area code 610-683-1382. That's area code 610-683-1382. Next week, I'll be talking to Karen Fazio. Karen is extremely knowledgeable about fear and shyness and the reason many dogs become fear aggressive. I also want to just mention to you guys during this holiday season, keep in mind this is not a good time to go and purchase a puppy. Think to yourself, during the holiday season, are you going to have time to take your puppy out every half hour or so for potty breaks? To socialize your puppy before he's 12 weeks old? Puppies are a tremendous amount of work. So don't get a puppy now. If your children are asking you for a puppy, give them an IOU. Maybe sometime in January or February, Or even better yet, wait until closer to spring. Do you realize how many puppies wind up in animal shelters around the age of 6 months? Don't let that happen to you and your family, and don't let that happen to your dog. So keep that in mind, please. So I hope you'll tune in next week to Thursday in the Doghouse, and I hope you all have a wonderful week.